1.
The line between yesterday's utopias and tomorrow's dystopias is a fine one. History's mythic ideals have given way to our present predicament in the Anthropocene, the current geological age in which humanity is the greatest environmental influence. Yet old myths persist in new, technologically smarter guises. Through a mix of documentary, science fictional, and poetic modes, the work in Future Ecologies brings together incisive views on the long historical arc of extraction and exploitation, alongside several speculative projections for the future. The compilation, selected by Tendai John Mutambu for the British Council, entails the following artworks: Uriel Orlow, Muti, 2016, Louis Henderson, All That Is Solid, 2014, Charlotte Prodger, LHB, 2017, Ben Rivers, Earth, 2016. Muti. Named after the Southern African term for traditional medicine, Muti, 2016, by Uriel Orlow, follows herbal medicine practices in rural and urban sites in South Africa's Johannesburg, the Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. The work depicts the knowledge and economic supply chains surrounding this medical system, which includes plant collectors, traders, traditional healers, local communities and users, to touch on larger issues around erasure and continuity, tradition and modernity, indigenous knowledge, and alternative medicine in post-colonial contexts. Note 133, Drug Imagery. All That Is Solid. Louis Henderson's All That Is Solid, 2014, is a study of e-recycling and neo-colonial mining filmed in the Agbogbloshie electronic waste ground in Accra and illegal gold mines of Ghana. The video constructs a visual critique to dispel the capitalist myth of the immateriality of new technology, revealing the mineral weight with which the cloud is grounded to its earthly origins. LHB. LHB 2017 marks the beginning of a period of research into the idea of queer rurality for Charlotte Prodger, the 2018 Turner Prize winner. This idea relates to how queer lives are lived beyond the densely populated urban contexts that generally dominate LGBTQI+ narratives. What happens to the coded markers of queerness once shifted into the wilderness? Prodger recounts her fixation on uninhabited wilderness. She repurposes the Northumberland flag, which marks the turbulent and patriarchal history involving territory, borders, and identity of England's most sparsely populated region, as a framing device for her footage. Prodger uses this formal template to stitch together a personal camera phone archive of her urinating in various rural landscapes, a form of queer territory marking in the gendered space within which certain bodies are, and others are not, allowed to piss. Note, frequent strong language. Earth. Filmed inside Biosphere 2 in Arizona, Earth 2016 by Ben Rivers forms a cinematic meditation on ambitious experiments, constructed environments, and visions of the future. Sci-fi writer Mark von Schlegel contributes a text, read as the final log installments of a woman sealed inside an unforgiving environment. The film considers what an endeavor such as Biosphere 2 might mean today and in the near future in terms of humankind's relationship with the natural world.